Jan Vermeulen, senior journalist at mybroadband.co.za, on the line to us now. Jan, lots of complaints about all of the cell phone service providers, Cell C and Vodacom, getting the most flack, not doing enough to keep connectivity going. Is that unkind?
I don't know if it's unkind. I think everybody is justified in feeling frustrated about the effects of load shedding. But certainly the networks are struggling for good reason, and that's that, you know, the physical limitations of batteries and the cost of generators. As much as I'm sure they'd love to roll out generators to every single one of their towers, it's not cost effective. On top of the cost of buying the generator, they'd have to incur cost in employing security to protect that generator from thieves, who will swing by and steal the batteries and generators unless they, you know, cast in concrete in the floor.
And anecdotally, it seems that MTN customers are better off than Vodacom customers. Would there be a reason why that might be the case?
Not sure, really. We don't have data to back that up yet. It's entirely possible. It might just be, you know, that certain areas are more vocal than others. But certainly MTN has been more forthcoming about its numbers, saying, you know, that it's got 1,800 generator units out there and so on, whereas Vodacom has just said that they've got an amount of generators deployed throughout the country. So it could just very well be that Vodacom has not invested as much in its backup capacity as MTN, if indeed it's the case that Vodacom subscribers are more affected by load shedding than folks on MTN. But as I said, we don't unfortunately have hard data on that yet.
Yeah, Vodacom's much bigger than MTN. They earn more. They have more customers. The average revenue per customer, I think, is slightly higher than MTN. I know that.
Right.
Yeah,
but
so
MTN has been investing more in its network recently than Vodacom has. MTN is out-investing Vodacom significantly, and it shows in the network results of the tests that we conduct every quarter. MTN is outperforming Vodacom on nearly every metric that we test. It might just be an investment issue that MTN has invested more in backup capacity that Vodacom simply hasn't.
And are there tips that people can try to prolong the connectivity? Not really, because if it's there, it's there. If it's not, it's not.
Right. There's unfortunately nothing we can do from a consumer perspective other than perhaps buying, you know, or not buying, but getting secondary SIM cards, you know, in the event that in your area, you know, a tower with one network might be up when a tower for another network might be down, you know, depending on where the load shedding is hit. So you can try that, get secondary SIM cards for emergency purposes. But yeah, there's nothing we can do as consumers to make the batteries last longer, unless perhaps you're in an area where the towers are in a known crime hotspot and, you know, their batteries get stolen all the time, then perhaps the local community policing forums and such can band together to protect that infrastructure from thieves. Because unfortunately, the thing about load shedding is it's on a schedule, right? So the thieves know exactly when is a good time to go and help themselves to cables and batteries and generators.
And there is data about a high number of thefts.
Right. There's not in terms of the number of cases, but we've certainly there's percentages about the percentage increase of these kinds of hits on non-network infrastructure, and there's been a tremendous increase in the last year. MTN says that their sites are being targeted daily. Batteries are being stolen on their networks daily that they have to replace.
Thank you very much. Jan Vermeulen, senior journalist at mybroadband.co.